original and different to other people. Seeking to attract other people's attention through one's lifestyle, clothes, or hairdo. People and movements that have sought to attract the attention of other people in these ways have emerged in just about all ages and all societies. These people and movements have, from time to time, succeeded in attracting that attention. In recent years, another new movement that has attracted attention with its alternative lifestyle has been seen in Western society. The philosophy of karma. Karma is an erroneous belief that occupies a very important place in superstitious Eastern religions such as Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. These false faiths consist of truly superstitious teachings and irrational and illogical practices. Nonetheless, the impression is given by some circles that these superstitious religions actually possess mysterious, mystical, and amazing features. For example, the birth of Buddhism is related as a so-called legendary, otherworldly myth. Conferences are frequently held on the subject, and the lives of Buddhist priests are depicted for Western audiences as full of secrets and therefore highly noteworthy. Eastern culture is turned into a significant vehicle for various people who are, in fact, no different to anyone else. These people's interesting costumes, shaven heads, nonsensical rites and rituals, the places where they live, and practices such as yoga and meditation attract a number of people's interest. In addition, these superstitious faiths are portrayed as paths to salvation, even though they have no such qualities and actually lead people into darkness. Buddhism is even portrayed as a life supposedly full of love and peace. The truth, however, is very different. Hindus, who falsely imagine that they can be purged of their sins by washing in the river Ganges, Buddhists ignorantly prostrating themselves before statues of Buddha, and even offering them food. Children raised in dark and gloomy environments, cut off from the outside world. Superstitious Eastern religions lead people to a terrible pessimism. These people live in fear, restlessness, and anxiety of thinking that everything in the world is haphazard. In searching for peace and happiness, believers in these superstitious religions turn into unfortunate souls who place their faith in stone idols. There is no fate in the hereafter, and superstitious faiths that believe in karma. They believe that people will return to earth again and again after they die. In other words, they believe in reincarnation. The error of reincarnation, which is today widespread among certain circles in Western societies, stems from this philosophy of karma. People caught up in this warped belief are capable of imagining that they were a princess or a Native American in their supposed past lives, or that they will come back as a dog, a flower, or a fish within their next lives, and they believe that this transition will go on forever. Examination of the verses of the Quran, however, shows us that this faith is a grave misapprehension. People will not come back to life and return to earth as claimed in the superstitious belief in reincarnation. Life in this world will come to a sudden end with death. Like all the billions of people who have ever lived, everyone around us, friends, relatives, and everyone in the world will one day die. After death, it is the life of the hereafter that will begin, not a new life in this world. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Then when death comes to one of you, our messengers take him, and they do not fail in their task. Then they are returned to Allah, their master, the real. Jurisdiction belongs to him alone, and he is the swiftest of reckoners. The error of karma represents the basis of the superstitious belief in reincarnation. According to the philosophy of karma, whatever someone has done in the past, that is what they will experience in the future. According to this warped belief, human beings constantly return to the earth and experience the consequences of their deeds in their previous life or in their next one. Someone who believes in reincarnation believes that their present life depends on their behavior and morals in his or her supposed previous life. According to this belief, someone who is wealthy or successful in this life is being rewarded by wealth in this life for having been a good person in his or her previous life. In the same way, someone who is poor, handicapped, or unsuccessful was allegedly a bad person in their previous life, and is thus being punished for that. Indeed, according to this superstitious claim, a person can even come back as a plant or an animal, depending on the evil they have committed. According to the irrational and illogical philosophy of karma, evil deeds committed throughout one's life lead to bad karma. This leads to the individual having an inferior body in his or her next life. Similarly, good behavior leads to good karma, which will result in that person having a superior body in their next life. According to the nonsensical belief in reincarnation, the person will eventually come back in the highest bodily form, that of a monk, and that individual's supposed wheel of life thus comes to an end. And it is believed that this person has now attained nirvana. This, according to the superstitious belief in karma, is the greatest happiness the soul can attain. One of the main quandaries facing those caught up in the superstitious belief in karma is the question of under whose control this mythical process takes place. In other words, what is the force that decides whether a person is good or bad, or in what form will he supposedly return to life? The answers to these questions reveal that the idea of karma is hollow, nonsense, because according to its adherents, the process is a totally uncontrolled one. The fact is, though, that belief in karma, which offers people a dark, imaginary world, is completely mistaken. It is obvious that belief in karma and reincarnation, briefly summarized here, consists of irrational nonsense. Those caught up in the idea of karma imagine that death is merely a passage to a new life. It is for this reason that they deny the life of the hereafter. Yet, this is nothing more than self-deception. Everyone will die, everyone will be called to account, and everyone will be rewarded in a just manner for all of his or her past deeds. Death is the end of the transitory and brief life of this world. Death is the beginning of the eternal life of the hereafter. This certain fact is revealed as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Every self will taste death. You will be paid your wages in full on the day of resurrection. Anyone who is distanced from the fire and admitted to the garden has triumphed. The life of this world is just the enjoyment of delusion. Another verse from the Quran says, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, death from which you are fleeing will certainly catch up with you. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the visible, and he will inform you about what you did. This is the river Ganges. According to superstitious Hindu belief, the dead have to be burned and their ashes thrown into the river. The dead are brought here in buses. The cremation is then performed with a great ceremony attended by Hindu priests. It is believed that even if parts of the ashes are not cast into these waters, that person will experience great suffering in their next life. These people only fear that they will come to an end with death, which is why they believe so blindly in such an irrational idea as reincarnation. Reincarnation means the same thing for a great many people in Western societies too. The avoidance of death. Since death terrifies these people, they are either reluctant to think about it at all, or else seek to console themselves by believing in such superstitious ideas as reincarnation. The fact is, however, that human beings do not cease to exist with death. It is only the body that ceases to exist. The soul, on the other hand, will live forever in a new body created by Allah. This new life, however, is not a new earthly life, as in reincarnation, but the life of the hereafter. Belief in the hereafter is one of the most fundamental tenets of Islam. It is therefore impossible for a Muslim to agree with a belief that denies the existence of the hereafter, or to adopt that belief as his guide. Those who turn to this superstitious belief from being misinformed, out of affectation, or because of fashion must absolutely bear this fact in mind. Everyone will be rewarded in the hereafter for his deeds in the life of this world. He will either attain the life of paradise, with its infinite blessings and excellent beauty, full of happiness and peace, or else he will find himself in hell with its unbearable torment and suffering. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. What is the garden promised to those who guard against evil like? It has rivers flowing under it, and its foodstuffs and cool shade never fail. That is the final fate of those who guard against evil. But the final fate of the unbelievers is the fire. Thank you. life of this world is a place of testing and lasts no longer than the blink of an eye. Everyone will be recompensed for what they did in this life of this world, a life that lasts an average of 60 to 70 years. In other words, they have no way of returning to this world after death and rectifying their mistakes. Allah reveals the purpose of the life of this world in a verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He who created death and life to test which of you is best in action. He is the Almighty, the Ever-Forgiving. In superstitious karmic belief, on the other hand, the life of this world is the consequence of a previous life and the cause of another life in this world. According to this warped belief, the life of this world is unending. Someone who dies comes back to this world in another body. But that is not true. The life of this world comes to an end with death, and the life of the hereafter begins. Everything a person encounters during his/her life has been created by Allah as a test. The fact that someone is rich or famous is not, as in karmic belief, a reward for his or her action in a supposed former life. Allah tests some people with their wealth and fame. What matters is whether or not a person is truly grateful. Similarly, the idea that someone who lives in poverty and ordeal is also being punished for his or her wickedness in a previous life is also a superstitious belief. Allah is also testing that person with poverty and difficulty. People who are tested in this way must submit to Allah's will and have fortitude under all circumstances. Everyone will be recompensed for his deeds in the hereafter, in the most just manner. The life of this world is nothing more than a transitory, very brief passage. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. The life of this world is nothing but a game and a diversion. The abode of the hereafter, that is truly life if they only knew. Allah has clearly revealed the bounds by which people must abide, and that which pleases and displeases Him. Everyone must scrupulously abide by the moral values revealed by Allah in the Quran and make the best use of the brief span allotted in this world for the hereafter. When death comes, there is no way that a person can come back to earth and make good his mistakes. Indeed, people are warned of this in verses from the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When death comes to one of them, he says, My Lord, send me back again, so that perhaps I may act rightly regarding the things I failed to do. No, indeed, it is just words he utters. Before them there is an interspace until the day they are raised up. There is no belief in destiny in superstitious karmic philosophy. This once again reveals that belief in karma is completely perverted. It has wrongly believed in the great lie that everyone determines his or her own fate. According to superstitious beliefs of karma, the kind of life one finds oneself in is entirely dependent on one's behavior in a previous life. In other words, it argues for the lie that a person has determined the kind of life they have now with their own hands in an earlier life. The fact is, however, that it is Allah who determines a person's destiny, who creates all the events they encounter, who determined those events and that life before the individual was even born. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Nothing occurs either in the earth or in yourselves without its being in a book before we make it happen. This is something easy for Allah. Every moment in the lives of everyone who has ever lived in this world, or who will ever do so in the future, from their state as embryos in their mother's wombs to their deaths, from their first day at school to the moment the first white hair appears on their heads, their every moment has been determined, lived, and observed in the sight of Allah. That is the destiny of everyone in the world. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We have created all things in due measure. Everyone is unconditionally bound, willingly or unwillingly, to the destiny determined for him or her by Allah. In the same way that one cannot alter one's past, neither can one alter one's future. Someone on their way to a meeting they regard as a turning point of the life in question, and who misses it because of heavy traffic, may fall into terrible despair and regard what has happened as a major tragedy. They may even say, "If I had left home a bit earlier, this would not have happened." But they are lamenting in vain. The way that person left home, the route they took, and what means they used to head for the meeting were all determined in the sight of Allah before they were even born. And as with everything that happens, Allah created that event in the most auspicious manner. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It may be that you hate something when it is good for you, and it may be that you love something when it is bad for you. Allah knows, and you do not know. Allah endows everyone with the feeling that they make events happen, and people make great efforts in all areas as a result of that feeling. For example, when they decide to write a book, they research the subject, thinking deeply about it, take great pains over what they write, and check it again and again. They gradually prepare their book, although every stage is already written and determined in destiny. When they hear the doorbell ring, they stop work to go and answer it. Yet these are all things that are predestined. In the verses, Allah informs us that it is He who creates what we do, and that those actions in fact belong to Him. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You did not kill them, it was Allah who killed them. And you did not throw when you threw, it was Allah who threw. So He might test the believers with this excellent trial from Him. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah created both you and what you do. That being the case, everyone possessed of reason and conscience must do all they can in all matters, but must also be aware that all these endeavors and their consequences have already been lived, observed, and brought to a conclusion in the sight of Allah. Many people are unaware of what karma and reincarnation actually are. Some people may fall into the grave error of thinking that these superstitious beliefs can be compatible with revealed religions. The fact is, however, that reincarnation is a superstitious belief that has no place in Islam. Everyone will inevitably die, yet that death will take place only once, and nobody will return to earth afterwards. It is explicitly revealed in the Quran that nobody will be able to come back to life of this world after they die. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Give from what we have provided for you before death comes to one of you and he says, "My Lord, if only you would give me a little more time so that I can give charity and be one of the righteous." Allah will not give anyone more time once their time has come. Allah is aware of what you do. Human beings come to life by being given a soul by Allah, live but one life, and die when the appointed hour comes. After death, it is the life of the hereafter that begins, not a new life of this world. Allah tells us the following about death and resurrection. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. How can you reject Allah when you were dead and He gave you life? Then He will make you die, and then give you life again. Then you will be returned to Him. Some people distort the obvious meaning of this verse and misinterpret the Quran as pointing to reincarnation. This misinterpretation may sometimes stem from a hidden agenda, and sometimes from a failure to understand the Quran properly due to a lack of knowledge. The verses of the Quran we have examined so far, and those we shall be looking at in due course, clearly prove that there is but one life of this world, and one death at the end of it. There is no returning to the world after death. It is the life of the hereafter that then begins. The meaning of this verse is crystal clear. Allah reveals that a human being is initially dead. In other words, the basis of human creation is earth. Allah says in the Quran that He created man from mud. At a specific time after that bestowal of life, the person again becomes lifeless. When that life comes to an end, and returns to the earth, decays, and becomes dust. This is the second time that a person has been dead. All that remains is the final resurrection, the resurrection in the hereafter. In conclusion, it can clearly be seen from this verse that there is but one life of this world, and that one passes on to the hereafter at the end of it. It is also clear that it does not mean resurrection and returning to the world time and time again after death. In the verses, Allah reveals that a person will taste death only once after coming into this world. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. They will not taste any death there except for the first one. He will safeguard them from the punishment of the blazing fire. A favor from your Lord, that is the great victory. We are also told in the Quran of the expressions of joy and happiness uttered by the people of Paradise after learning that they will never again taste death after their first death in this world. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Are we not going to die except for our first death? Are we not going to be punished? Truly, this is the great victory. All these verses unequivocally reveal that death happens only once. Even though some people may seek to adopt superstitious beliefs such as reincarnation in order to overcome their fear of death and the hereafter, as a consolation, the fact is that they will never come back to this world after they die. Everyone will be resurrected in their hereafter and account for all their deeds in this world, to which there can be no return after death. According to superstitious karmic belief, every human being is rewarded for his or her deeds in their next life. This defective logic is, of course, the product of belief in reincarnation. Since there is no question of coming back to this world after death, this logic is also false. In fact, everyone will be resurrected after death. On the Day of Judgment, and will be questioned about what they did in the life of this world. During that questioning, everything they did, said, and thought during the life of this world will be brought up before them, and nothing will be missing from the book placed in their hands. In other words, the Day of Judgment is when they will receive a full reward for the good and evil they performed in the life of this world. On this Day of Judgment, when people will be held to account for their lives in this world, everyone will receive full recompense for their actions without suffering even the slightest injustice. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We will set up the just balance on the Day of Resurrection, and no self will be wronged in any way, even if it is no more than the weight of a grain of mustard seed. We will produce it. We are sufficient as a reckoner. Everyone who believes in the existence of Allah and who thinks rationally and conscientiously knows that it is not superstitious karmic belief, but Allah, who sees all things at all moments, who knows even what is most deeply hidden, the sublime and almighty, the Lord of the whole universe, provides justice and makes full payment for people's deeds during the life of this world. Allah reveals in several verses that it is He who makes full recompense for good and evil. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who perform good actions will receive better than them and will be safe that day from terror. Those who perform bad actions will be flung headfirst into the fire. Are you being repaid for anything other than what you did? In order for justice to be done, all of the details witnessed and otherwise concerning people and events have to be known. For example, the intention behind a person's action and what that person did and thought at times and in places when nobody could see them must all be known, and a decision taken accordingly. It is Allah who knows all things and who sees the unseen. Therefore, it is only Allah who can rule with absolute justice. Those who adopt such superstitious laws, rules, and myths as karma, as their guides, rather than the true faith, are making a very grave error. They ignore the fact that the belief they adopt has no power to establish justice among human beings or to determine their lives by resurrecting them. These people need to know that the sole creator of man is Allah, the lawgiver and Lord of all wisdom. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Did you suppose that we created you for amusement and that you would not return to us? Exalted be Allah, the King, the Real. There is no God but Him, Lord of the Noble Throne. The world is experiencing disorder, conflict, troubles, and disagreements. Many people are looking for ways to escape this environment and to build a life of peace. Some people, however, look for answers in warped teachings when they could find them in the true faith. They hope that superstitious philosophies such as karma will liberate them from the troubles and unhappiness they suffer. The fact is, though, that there is only one way of experiencing true peace and happiness: by living according to the moral values of the Quran. The only way of enjoying a pleasant life, both in this world and in the hereafter, is to love Allah, to fear Him, to take Him as one's friend, and to abide by the bounds set by Him in the Quran. Teachings that go against the Quran's superstitious beliefs such as karma are no solution whereby people can attain happiness and pleasant lives. It is impossible for the laws and practices contained within these superstitious beliefs to bestow proper moral values on people or to bring true peace to society. The living conditions and injustice in those countries in which these religions are widespread, or even regarded as the national religion, are some of the clearest examples of this. The solution to people's troubles, to everything they wish to put right, is to be found in the Quran. In the Quran, Allah reveals that it is He who frees human beings from trouble. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Say, Allah rescues you from it and from every plight. Then you associate others with Him. The Quran is the only scripture to lead people to salvation, that warns them about the eternal life that follows death, that shows them the true path, and that acts as a guide for all those seeking to win the approval, mercy, and paradise of Allah. Most importantly, The religion of Islam, revealed in the Quran, is the sole faith appointed by Allah for mankind.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
If anyone desires anything other than Islam as a religion, it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers.